Yom Kippur. Some people wear kippah on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Others only wear on Yom Kippur, and they wear a talis all day long. Even though normally we only wear a talis Shachris and Musaf, we wear a talis by Ma'ariv. You don't want a talis to Mincha. Meaning is that you wear the talis all day long and all night long, Leil Yom Kippur. And the Meiri in Masechah Shabbos points this out. The Gemara in Masechah Shabbos comments on a pasuk in Yeshaya. The Karas of the Shabbosonik, Kedosh Hashem Mechubad, that there's a mitzvah of Kibud V'yoinik. So the Gemara says, Kedosh Hashem Mechubad, Zayam HaKippurim, Shem B'lo Achila B'lo Shtia, there's no Oinik. There's no Shtia on Yom Kippur, there's no Tashmash Amit on Yom Kippur, so you don't really have Oinik, so you have to double up on the Kibud. Kedosh Hashem Mechubad, Zayam HaKippurim, because there's no Achila Shtia, that's why you have to be more medaktik on Kibud. And what is Kibud? So kibud is begadim mechubadim. The Gemara says you have to wear special. There's a din of kibud v'yonig on every Shabbos and every yontif. You have to wear special big day Shabbos, but the Miri says more so on Yom Kippur. So we fulfill that by wearing the talis all day long, and by wearing the kittel, and also chelik of the mitzvah of kibud is to have the house lit up, hadlokas aneris on Yom Kippur. In Europe, they didn't have, for many years, they didn't have electric lights. They had candles burning. On Yom Kippur, they had more candles burning than on a regular Shabbos. They had more neiros burning. So this is because the Meiri interpreted the Gemara, Kadosh Hashem Mechubad Zayam Kippurim Shem Velo Achila Velo Shtia, because there's no Einig, that's why you have to double up on the Kibbut. On the neiros Dolkim, the Torah quotes a pasuk, Kabdos Hashem Ba'urim, it's a pasuk in Novi. So the Torah quotes the Pirush, the Targum Yonis of Ben Ezeel, and our editions of the Targum Yonis, and that pasuk doesn't appear, but the Torah quotes the Targum Yonis of Ben Ezeel. Kabdos Hashem Ba'urim, Ba'urim means Bepanasaya, with the lanterns. Pasha Pshat Ba'urim means in the caves.
So why do we wear Big Day Shabbos and not Big Day
Yom? I don't know. Good question. We should wear fancier. We should wear the big neon. I don't know. Don't know. We recite the vidui and erev Yom Kippur after Mincha. What is that about? So the Gemara in the end of Yuma is a little strange. It sounds like we're afraid the person is going to choke to death in the middle of the Suda Mafsekas. See, the Ikavid is really on Yom Kippur. He's afraid Shem Yechonik Besud, they'll choke and he'll die. So, Chaparayin the Vida and Erev Yom Kippur before the Sudam of Sex. But if the Ikavitzah is really on Yom Kippur, so what does he accomplish by saying the Vida Erev Yom Kippur? So, the Ramban on that Gemara explains as follows. As the Pasuk says in Chumash, Kibu Yamazay Chapalechem Tareschem, Lefnei Hashem Titoru. So, how do you translate Lefnei Hashem Titoru? You will be purified in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Ramban says two differences. First of all, he says to Torah is a tzibui, not Avtoch, you will be purified, you should purify yourself. And then Lefnei Hashem to Torah, he interprets Lefnei Hashem prior to entering into Yom Kippur. Lefnei Hashem means before. And it means you should purify yourself by reciting vidui. So he says, that pasuk says that we have to recite vidui immediately before entering into Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, we're afraid Shema Yera Dvar Kalkola Besuda. Some have the Girsa Shema Yechanik Besuda. He'll choke and he'll die. But others have the Girsa not Shema Yera Dvar Kalkola Besuda. His wife will ask him, please take down the garbage and please put this away and please put that away. And they're both going to be late to shul. And he's going to come, he's just going to make it by the skin of his teeth. He won't have the 20 minutes to recite the Vidui before the Shkia. So they made a takana, you should say the vidui when you say mincha before the Suda Mafsekas. But the ikadin vidui really is as late as possible on Erev Yom Kippur, Levnei Hashem Tetor, to recite vidui soon before entering into Yom Kippur. So the Magen Avraham quotes from the Shalom, who says, based on this Ramban, that if a person comes to shul early, he should come to shul early on Erev Yom Kippur, he should repeat the vidui again. Even though he already said vidui in mincha, but that mincha wasn't immediately prior to Kabbalah Satanis. He should say the vidui again. Rav Soloveitchik said that his father had a rabbonis in Europe in different little villages, and his father instituted that the whole tzibur should gather together before Kol Nidre. Everyone should say the vidui that you say mincha, shamda begadnu, And Achei Shachatan Lefanecha, the whole Vidur. Others have the minig that they recite the Tefillah Zaka, the Vidur that was composed by the Chayi Adam. And then right at the conclusion of the Tefillah Zaka, the Nusach says, Hare Mekabel Alai Kedushas Hayom, I'm accepting and by myself Tosefes Yom Kippurim. Tosefes Yom Kippurim is, the Gemara talks about it, there's a mitzvah of Tosefes Yom Kippurim. The Gemara in Beitza Daf Lamed complains about the women who eat during this month of Tosefes Yom Kippurim. And if we're going to tell them, they're not going to listen anyway, so mutav shishogim loyim is eaten, so you don't give them tochacha. So Tosefes says, what do you mean they're eating during Zman of Tosefes? When are they eating? They're eating after the Shkia. So the women don't know that the Ben Ashmashis is a Safik Daraisa Lechumr. So Tosefes says, no, apparently there's a minimum amount of time they're supposed to be Masim Mechalol HaKadosh. What it be if in the Gemara? It's not just a Mashu. The women probably observed a Mashu. They stopped doing a malach and they stopped eating before the shkia. The shkia is already ben hashmashes. That's safik yam, safik lila, safik derais el chumr. Tosefes is before that. Tosefes just says they don't know how much time. They don't know what the amount of time is. It's on that daf, on Beitza daf lamed amud aleph, that the Tosefes Rabbeinu Peretz says what Tosefes says, and then he says he thinks that the shir is a half an hour, just like it says samach al mincha gedayla, samach al mincha ktana. Whenever there's a din of samach, it means chatzi shor, half an hour before. So this is also half an hour before the shkia is samach liyom kippur, samach l'shabbos. So that's his man of Tosefes. So the Rambam's opinion, the Rambam only quotes Tosefes by Yom Kippur. He never quotes Tosefes by Shabbos or Yontif. So many achrenim assume the Rambam doesn't hold the chalal from Tosefes. He's not mechuyib min ator, he's not mechuyib min the rabbanon, and it's not even chal. Even if you want meisim mechal lo lekodesh not chal. Only Yom Kippur. Special din of Tosefes Yom Kippur. Tosefes Yom Kippur is deraisa, the Rambam quote. That's a din deraisa. The Shulchan Aruch quotes Yesh Omrim because Tosefes says like that. And he's not sure whether others disagree. The Rambam seems to disagree. It's not explicit. Mechaber writes Yesh Omrim Hilcha Shabbos. Should always be Moshe Mechoyla LaKodesh. Every Shabbos, every Yontem, not just Yom Kippur. So the Nusach and the Tefillah Zaka that the Chayyam composes, he recites Vidui. Then the conclusion of it is Sahareinim Kabbalah like Tosefes Yom Kippur, Kedushas Yom Kippur. So you recited the Vidui Mamish Lefnei immediately prior to accepting Kedushas Hayom of Yontif. The question is that the old text of Kol Nidre used to be Hataras Nedarim Al Shavar, and all the Nedarim that we took Yom Kippurim Shavar Yom Kippurim Hazeh. So if it's a Hataras Nedarim, and many people still say that Nusach, the Rabbi Natam, with his father, Rabbeinu Meir, Rashi's son-in-law, Rabbeinu Tam and his father, Rabbeinu Meir, changed the Nusach, that instead of being Hataras Nedarim L'Shova, should be a Mesiras Maidon, the Nedarim that we're going to take in the future. Yom Kippurim Zed, Yom Kippurim Pabolein L'Toivot, till next Yom Kippur, any Nedarim will take, should be null and void. But the old Nusach was that it's Hataras Nedarim L'Shova. That's why the meaning is that you say Kol Nidre three times, because it says in Yerideya that the Bezin should say Mutalach, Mutalach, Mutalach three times, because the Karoim, the Tzdukim and the Karoim never believed in Hataras Nedarim, because it's the Chelik of Torah Shebal Peh. They didn't accept Torah Shebal Peh. It's not up to them to accept. They wanted to reject everything, but they couldn't get away with that. So they got away with this shtick. They only followed Torah Shebal Sab, they didn't follow Torah Shebal Peh. So to demonstrate that we do subscribe to the Torah Shebal Peh, so we say Mutalach, Mutalach, Mutalach three times. Mikra Din, when you say Hataras Nedarim once, it's already Mut. But for emphasis, we say three times to emphasize the fact that we do subscribe to the Torah Shebal Peh. So it's a Shulchan Aruch that the first Kol Nidre you should complete before Shkia, because the old Nusach was that it's Hataras Nedarim L'Shaavar, and the Mishnah says you're not allowed to be Matan Nedarim on Shabbos and Yontov unless it's L'Tzarech HaShabbos or L'Tzarech HaYontov. Let's say the person took a net and not to eat potatoes, and that's what his wife prepared for the cholent, his potatoes, so he's going to be left with nothing to eat. So Hataras Nedarim, Letzarech HaShabbos, and Letzarech Yontif, you're allowed to do on Shabbos Yontif. If not Letzarech HaShabbos Yontif, you're not allowed to. So we're making Kol Nidre, we're matir, all the Nedarim that we took in the past year, probably most of them are not Letzarech Yom Kippur. So you have to be matir in Nedarim before Yom Kippur begins. So you should say at least the first Kol Nidre, you don't really have to say three times, it's only a minute. Likub is only when you say once Kol Nidre. So the first time Kol Nidre, you should finish before the Shkia. So the question is, but what does it help? You're going to finish the first recital of Kol Nidre before the Shkia, but it's already after Tefillah Zaka. The person already said, Hareinu Mekabel Alai Kedushas Hayom. So once he's mekabel Shabbos, once he's mekabel Yom Kippur, he's not allowed to do melachas. And the sum of the answer is what Tosfos says in the beginning of Megillah. Tosfos raises a question: how come we have a minhag to blow shofar on Mitzvah Yom Kippur before we daven Maariv, before we say Atochan Antonim? You're not allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos Yontif, on Rosh Hashanah. You're mechuyev to blow shofar. You have no choice. But you're not allowed to blow shofar on any other Shabbos or Yontif. So how can you have a meaning to blow shofar on the end of Yom Kippur before you set out to Chan Antonim? So Tosfos answers that Tkiyah shofar is really a chochma ve'ein a malocha. What it means is that not only is it not a malocha in the Torah, it's not even a malocha in the Rabbanon. They prohibit it. It's an Iser. You're not allowed to blow shofar. You're not allowed to be mashmi kol. You're not allowed to use a piano. You're not allowed to use any guitar, whatever. You're not allowed to use any musical instrument. Shem Yisak and Kli Shir. So the shofar is also a kli hamiyuchad lahashmas kol. You're not allowed to use it. Shem Yisak and Kli Shir. So Shem Yisak and Kli Shir. What are you going to say? That whoever plays a piano is a violation of misak and money with the rabbanon. The pashta says there are two categories of things that they asked in the Rabbanon. Some things are melachas in the Rabbanon, some things are gzeris in the Rabbanon. So blowing a shofar is a chachma vein and melachim is not even a melachim in the Rabbanon. It's a gzeris, shem yisak and kleshir. It's mashmiya kol, shem yisak and kleshir. So that's what Tosfos says, that after tzeisal kachavim, of any given Shabbos yontav or Yom Kippur, after tzeisal kachavim, during the zman of Tosefes, you're not allowed to violate melachas deraisa, you're not allowed to violate melachas derabbanon, but this is less. Tkiyah shofar is not even a malacha in the Rabbanon. It's a chachma vein a malacha. So that's muta during Bein Hashmash. So it could be over here also the same thing. What's the nature of the issa that you're not allowed to be matan edorim on Shabbos? So it could be that it's an issa of misak and mana. Could say that it's like there used to be an issa neder. Like there's an issa to be mafrish trumas and maisis on Shabbos and Yontif. So that's misak and mana with the Rabbanon. Menatar Misakin Mana is only mana on a kli, and an oichlam al pi pashas, there is no Misakin Mana. And number two, Misakin Mana is only if in common sense terms you accept there was a broken shear and you fixed it, a broken fork, and you straightened it out, now it's useful. If you have tevel and you mafrish shumas amaisa, that's a tikkun al pi halacha. If you ask Anochri, did he accomplish anything? He said, yeah, he took away half of my food. He took away 20% of the food he's giving to someone, I have less food to eat. So the goy won't appreciate that there's any Misakin Mana over here. Al-Pi'aloch, he took off the Yisr Tevel. So that's Misak and Manah with the Rabbanon. But Misak and Manah with the Torah is if you're really fixing a Manah. So some understand that HaTorah and Dorim on Shabbos is also because of Misak and Manah. You had an Yisr, and then the Bezin makes a Heta. But it could be that that's not the reason why. It could be that HaTorah and Dorim is also on Yontif, unless Litzar Shabbos, Litzar Yontif. Could be that it's like Ein Donim, that you're convening a Bezin, you need a Bezin for HaTorah and Dorim. Ein donim is a gzeir shem yichtov. It's not a malacha mid the rabban. It's a gzeir mid the rabban. Gzeir shem yichtov. Because it's hard to say that it's misak and mana. You see, by tevel, up until now, it was usser. When you mafrish tevel, mikana lahaba, it's muta. So that's called misak and mana. I took a dover ha'usser and made it into heta. Here, the bezin gives a psak. The rabbi says, I realize the netter was made betoes, either a pesach or a charat or toes. So netter betoes is not binding. So zoikara netter meikar. Comes out there never was a netter. So it could be that that's not called Misak HaMana. That's a Hoyros. Bezin gives a Psak. Once they give the Psak, that the Neder was Betoyes, so the Meidu the Neder is Neker Mila Mafed. There never was a Neder. So it could be that that's an argument why it shouldn't be Misak HaMana, just like Ein Donim. So if we say it's only Ein Donim, because of Gzeri Shema Yichtov, so then that's what Tosfos says, that the Tkiya Shofar is Mutter after Tzeisa Kachavim HaMatzoh Yom Kippur. Before Havdalah, before he said Atochan Antonah, because it's a chachma vein malach, it's not even a malach in the Rabban. So it could be the same is true regarding Tosefes Yom Kippurim Milafaneho. True, you mekabel Tosefes Yom Kippur when you finish saying the vidui, the tefillah, you mekabel kedushas hayoyim, and you're not allowed to do malach deraisa malach the Rabbanon. But being mataneder, reciting called nidre, that's not a that's not even a misakam manam the Rabbanon. That's a gzeira. So gzeira is amuta during this man of Tosefes. What Bein Hashmash is all the Rabbana should be muta. Rabbi Akiva Eger has a tshuva where he asks that. So he says it's really a suffix deraisa which is relevant to din of the Rabbana. Bein Hashmash is a suffix deraisa, is it Shabbos or not? Is it Yom Kippur or not? So that has ramifications in areas deraisa and areas derabbanan. So that you have no right to be makel. The Rebbe Kibbeg even goes a step past that, even his galgal. If it started off as a suffix deraisa, let's say I have a suffix whether some food is kosher or not, and I cooked it in a pot. And I realized I have a suffix. The day that I cooked it, I realized I have a suffix deraisa. So I'm not allowed to eat the food, I'm not allowed to cook any kosher food in the pot, because Tom Kiker is deraisa. So if I'll wait 24 hours, now the worst it could be is the cliche in a binyam is only awesome at the Rabbanim because it's a nice and tam of gam. So should you say now suffix the Rabbanim lekuma? So the Kivega thinks even there, he quotes Machlag Zachrenim, but he thinks Night al Hachmer that a Sveka deraisa shin is galgali a Sveka deraisa. Started off as a Sveka deraisa, and now it turned into a Sveka deraisa. Now it's only Eina Ben Yom, and now it's a Sveka deraisa. He thinks they're also Lachumer. If the latest Asafik was when it's Eina Ben Yomo, I bought some food from a butcher shop, and I cooked the food, and I ate the food, and now it's already a week later. Now I find out that that butcher was selling kosher and non-kosher meats, and I may have been one of the lucky winners. It could be that I ate trefa meat. So about, as far as eating the meat, farfal, I ate it already. It's cooked in the pot trefa. Okay, what can you do? But by now, the pot is ene b'yomo. And the latest asafik begins when the pot is ene b'yomo. So that's the asafik derabanan l'kula. The latest asafik starts off on an issue. It's only relevant. The latest asafik is only relevant to the cliche ene b'yomo. So there it says, strictly speaking, in Nesi Kelim on Yeridah, that would be a Sveka de Rabbanu Lekula. But if you're talking about Ben Hashmashas of Shabbos, so that's a Sufik deraisa, that's Nogeya to Dinim deraisa, as well as Dinim de Rabbanu. Are you allowed to do Melochas deraisa? Are you allowed to do Melochas de Rabbanu? So you really should be Machma on everything. So that's a special heter we pass like Rebbe, called Dovashim Shim Shvus, like Gozer Allah Ben Hashmashas. Special heter that if it's Litzorach Mitzvah, then it's Ben Hashmashas. And it's only the Rabbanon, so then you're allowed to do it. Amir will anochri, we make all. Amir will anochri bein hashmashas. Yeah. Why did we choose Erev Yom Kippur to recite Kol Nidre? It's a mysterious thing.
You say only the Chabad you need to do before Shkiyah?
If you're saying Mesiris Maidor Labba, you can do it on Yom Kippur. Yeah. The only reason why they say you should complete the first time around of Kol Nidre, at least finish the first one before the Shkia, because of the old Nusach, that it's Hataras and Dorim Lusha Ovar, so you're not allowed to be Mata Nidorim on Yom Kippur unless it's Litzarach Hayom. So we're Mata all kinds of Nidorim.
Even if you say it's Hataras and Dorim Lusha Ovar, how does the mechanism work? It shouldn't be a real Rosh
Hataras,
should it?
Why not?
Who's being Mata the Neder?
The Bezna of three. The Chazan with the two people are Mata Neder.
They're being mad to their own
daughter, they're mad to everybody else's neder, even though they're related to some of the people in the tzibur. Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik had a chiddush that the Gemara says a korev can be a member of the bezin to be mata my neder, but he had a chiddush based on Rabbi Kiveger on Hilchus Nadarim that you can't have two korevim in the bezin. Rabbi Kiveger says if the bezin is kosher, there would be a kosher bezin to be done someone else, not kosher to be done me, because one of them is my son, one of them is my brother. But the bezin is kosher, so then by nedarim he can even be mata my nedarim. But if you look at the bezin itself is no good. You have two people are related to each other. So Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik said, based on Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger didn't say that. Rabbi Kiveger said that an isha is psula to serve on a bezin for hataras and darim, because an isha is never kosher for a bezin. According to Machloikas and Rishonim, with Ishak Sheva Lodun and 2 days in Tosis.
Dayanim can be Krovenzelza?
Pardon me?
Dayanim can be Krovenzelza?
Dayanim may not be Krovenzelza, correct.
Don't we have that in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah? We learn out Kesha Chodesh in the base bin, and it says
Moshe Varon
in the third.
Right.
Moshe Varon Krovim?
So the Mishnah says that we don't accept. One time it says Krovenzelza are acceptable, Kiddush Achodesh. An exception to the rule because of that passing. The other Tana says we don't pass like that. The Kroib Mzalazah is no good. The members of the Bezin may not be Kroib Mzalazah. Just like Eden may not be Kroib Mzalazah, so members of the Bezin may also not be Kroib Mzalazah. What's a debate, what's under a machlokes, questionable is whether the Eden are Kroibim to the Bezin. Does that pose a problem? Why should that pose a problem? So it's such a Yerushalmi and Sanhedrin that if one of the Eden is a Kroib to one of the Dayan, it's also a problem. That's a pilpul. So if everybody in the tzibur says Kol Nidre along, so they're matan neder for the three members of the bezin, and then the three members of the bezin matan neder for everybody in the shul. That's the old Nusach. Yeah. Why did we choose Erev Yom Kippur to do Hataras Nedarim? What is that all about? So the Tikkun Zayar on Parshas Pinchas writes, commenting on, it's a Gemara in Brochus, the middle of Brochus in the Lamed. Gemara says, Vaychal Moshe is Pnei Hashem Elokov. What do you mean, Vaychal? Chalo no Pnei Elyo means plead with the Rebbeinu Shlom. Vaychal Moshe, Moshe was pleading with the Rebbeinu Shlom. Poshepsha, he was davening with Tachnunim, Tfilah with Tachnunim. That's the Poshepsha. So the Gemara says that it's Miloshin Lo Yachal Devoroi. It says, if a person takes a neder of Shvul Yachal Dvara, and the Gemara says, "Huein Mechal Abal Acher Mechnu Loi," you can't be matter your own neder, but others can be matter your neder. So Yichal Moshe means Moshe Rabbeinu was matter the Rebbeinu Shalom Shvua. Rebbeinu Shalom took a Shvua after the Chet Egel is going to wipe out the Jewish people. So Moshe Rabbeinu was matter the Shvua. But Yichal Moshe means he was Mechal the Rebbeinu Shalom Shvua. So the Tikkun Yezer says that that's why we introduced Kol Nidre and Erev Yom Kippur. In case the Rebbeinu Shel Olam took a shvu in the course of the last year, he wants to wipe us out, either individually or collectively. He wants to destroy Medina Yisrael, so we're matter his shvu. We mean his shvu. In case he took a shvu to punish us, we're matter shvu. We crave him to him, but crave him is good. Bezin could be crave him to the Baal HaNeder. There's another passage in the Zohar that the Mesillas Yesharim quotes, the first one he doesn't quote. Another passage that Mesillas Yesharim quotes, that maybe this is printed in the section in Nusach Sfard, the Machzorim, they have a section from the Zohar printed right before Kol Nidre. So I think this appears in that section from the Zohar, that just like HaTorah Zohar, how does it work? The person has full charata that he ever made such a neder. He has charata that he was ever such an ecstatic mood, or such a depressed mood, or such an angry mood, or such a jolly mood, whatever. So he has charata that he ever took the neder, and this is works lemafreya to be okay the neder meikora. So too, if a person has charata meikora that he ever did the avera, that's a madrega to have charata meikora. Sometimes a person is a halal Shabbos all his life, and then he retires, and now becomes a shem Shabbos, and now he does tshuva. That's not exactly. That's a madrega of tshuva. Okay, stop doing that there. But tshuva is supposed to be, he should realize that he did something wrong. He should have charata. A person, let's say, was mechallel Shabbos all his life because he needed a parnasa. He wouldn't make a living the other way. And then he realizes after many years being mechallel Shabbos, he has no happiness, he has no shalom bayis, he has no nachas from his children. Nothing worked out. It would have been better for him if he would have. So he stops doing his avera because it didn't work out. It has to be, that's a madrega of tshuva, but the higher madrega of tshuva, the person should have charata nemeikara. So we want to do hataras nedarim and erev Yom Kippur to remind us not to be mata neder of the Rebbeinu Shlom, we're mata our own nedarim, and we want to remind ourselves that there's such a thing is charata nemeikara. If you have full charata that you ever took the neder, so that has the power to be yoker the neder meikara. So too, if we have full charata that we ever did the avera, so that can be yoker the avera lemafreya. This pshat that the Ramban, we said the Ramban's pshat, lefnei Hashem titor, the Torah is a loshen tzivui, not a havtocha. In the presence of Hashem, you will be purified, but rather you should purify yourselves. And lefnei doesn't mean in the presence, it means prior to entering in the state of the Yom HaKippurim. So some Mefarshim assume that that's what Rav Sadia Gaon also on the Rosh in the end of Yuma quotes a Rav Sadia Gaon who says that you have to go to mikvah and Erev Yom Kippur has to be a kosher. In mikvah you have to say a brocha shekadoshanim v'sotzer tzivanu ala tefillin. In the classical Rishonim they talk about going to mikvah Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, a different reason. Because the Gemara says there was a takana sezra that a balkeri is not allowed to daven, not allowed to learn. Then the Gemara says in the later generations they repealed the takana sezra. So because it was a gezeirah and Rabbi Tzibi Cholam Lamed, but whatever. So this Gemara says they repealed it as far as learning Torah. Halakot Dvari Koeish Niyum Hashem. So the Gemara Bracha says Ma Eish Eini Mekabel Tuma Abdi V'Tera Eini Mekabel Tuma. So Balkeri is permitted to learn Torah. So the Gemara is explicit that Takana Sezer was repealed regarding Liban Ater. What about davening? Did they repeal Takana Sezer regarding davening? So that's a machlekes. The Rambam and the Raiv. The Rambam says Beferis that the Takana Sezer was repealed both with respect to davening and with respect to learning. He adds on in the Mishnah Torah that the Rebbeinu Shlom can testify on him that he was always careful, he always went to mikveh. He was machmer. So the Kesef Mishnah asks, what was he machmer? If he holds that the Takana Sezer was repealed, So what is he being machmer if it doesn't exist? He says no. So the Kesem Mishnah explains it was repealed because of his gzeira shein rabbi tzibi chadam lamed boy, but it was a proper gzeira. The inyan was proper that a person should taka not the daven when he's a balkari. So the Rambam writes he was always careful because sof kol sof historically there was a gzeira like that. There was a takanas Ezra, and it did make sense even though it was repealed because ein yicholam lamed boy, but he was yochel lamed boy, so he went to mikvah. So some of the rishonim say that the naserisim made sure the proper thing is to be choshes for the rabbit shita. The Ravid, we don't have the Ravid in the Hasogas. There are a lot of times where the Ravid disagrees with the Rambam, and he doesn't write it in the Hasogas. That was a Dion in Achrenim, when they're trying to line up how many Rishonim hold one way or the other way. So some Achrenim assume whenever there's no Hasogas or Ravid, that means the Ravid is masking with the Rambam, so he counted as two Shittas. The Rambam and the Ravid agree. And they quote from the Chazanish and others, Rav Soloveitchik used to say like that. That's not necessarily a correct assumption. There are a lot of times that we know the Ravid disagrees with the Rambam. We have no Hasogah. Yesterday we were talking about a Ravid in Hilchas Naira Psulo that by mistake they left it out. The Migdalois had a Hasogah Sarai. We were talking, no one has any Girsa. There's Hasogah Sarai, but we still know the Ravid disagrees. The Rishonim quoted. See, so here the Rosh and Brochus quotes that the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid holds Takana says it was only repealed regarding Divrei Torah. We hold when you get to davening, it was never repealed. So there is a mechuvah. The proper thing is to be machmer on pas palter. So machmer on other things also. So the Balei Atosis, they have such an idea. You should be in the sefer. Shadus the chuvas men hashamayim. One of the Balei Atosis. His name is also Rabbeinu Yankiv, and they called him Rabbeinu Tam. He wasn't the famous Rabbeinu Tam. Different Rabbeinu Yankiv Tam. So he used to dream, he used to talk and learning all day long. He used to dream and learning all night long. So when he woke up in the morning, he would sometimes jot down what he dreamt about. So he always used to ask shilas in his dreams. He used to ask shilas of the angels, and they usually gave him non-committal answers. They asked to film the Rashi Rabbein Atam, which should you wear? Should you do this? Should you do that? They usually the malachim didn't want to get involved. So that's where it has this idea. And Sarah said, "Shuvah, you should be machmen to go to mikveh." Because of the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, so Seres made Shuvah Machmer. It's a nice idea. So, but for the purpose of Takanas Ezra, to solve the issue of Takanas Ezra, you don't have to have a kosher and mikveh. It's enough if you have Maim Shuvim, the Gemara says. Only a Takana de Rabbanim. But Rav Sadia Gaon seems told that it's a real din d'oraisa. You have to go to a kosher and mikveh on Erev Yom Kippur. What is that all about? So the Rosh in the end of Yuma, who quotes this, Rav Sadia Gaon understood that he meant to say that it's part of the din of Chayv Adam L'Tayr Atzma Barego. The Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and after Zayin learns that from the Pasuk, Uvinivlosim Loisi Go, that the Nevela of the Behemah of Achayah, Shrotzim, Shmana Shrotzim HaMetame, so it says you're not allowed to touch a dead sheretz because it'll be Metameyo. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? A Kohen is only a Muzah not to be Metameyo L'Meis. Even a Kohen is permitted to be Metameyo to a Nevela. So how can it say bin of losim losigo? No one's allowed to touch an avela. The Gemara says, no, the pasuk goes baregel. Chayvarum taratzma baregel. So the pasuk shat, Shagasari has a tshuva. He says, pasuk shat, you look in the Ram. Chayvarum taratzma baregel only goes on sholosh regolim. His man shabbes amigdusha yikayim. Him chuyiv ten to the azara. So if you're going to become tummy, you won't be able to be nichnas to the azara. But it doesn't go on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and it doesn't apply bis man azara. There's no bes amigdush. That's the Shagasari. I think it's the last page in Chelek Kei in the Mishnah Berurah. So the Shari Tshuva next to the Behetev quotes this Shagasari that the din of Chayvaram Taratz Beberegel doesn't apply Bismanaza. So the Rosh finds this Rav Sadia Gaon surprising. He understood Rav Sadia Gaon is saying Chayvaram Taratz Beberegel is not restricted only to the Sholosh Regalim. Bisman HaMikdash even applies to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So Achrenim, right, they don't think the Rosh got it right. They think Rav Sadia Gaon holds like everybody else that Chayvaram Taratz Beberegel is only regal, only Sholosh Regalim when it's Aliyah LeRegel Bizman Shabbes Hamikdash Hayikai. And Rosh Hashanah he never said you have to go to mikveh. Yom Kippur going to mikveh is based on a different pasuk. Lefnei Hashem Titoru. He understood the same as the Ramban. Titoru is a tzibo. You have to purify yourselves. Lefnei Hashem means prior to entering into Yom Kippurim. Special status of Yom Kippur. There's a special Hashras Hashchina. More so than all year long. Tosis says there are three reasons why we have a minute to blow shofar on Metzoyah Yom Kippur. The Tosis in different places gives different reasons. So one reason they give is that once every 50 years when you have a Shnas HaYovel, there's a mitzvah in HaTorah to blow shofar and to recite Malchus Achrayin Shofers. That's a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur Shol Yovel has the same din as Rosh Hashanah, that you say, the Gemara says, you don't say Zayam Tchilas Matzecha, Ayom Haris Olam. It's not the Rosh Hashanah. It's not the day Adam Rishon was created. But you leave out that piyut, and you say the other parts are Malchus Achrayin and Shofers, and you blow Shofers. So one opinion in Toi, one reason for the minig is that it's a zecher to Yom Kippur Shol Yovel. Then Toi doesn't like that. So why do you blow every year? So blow every 50 years, every single year on Yom Kippur. So Toi has another reason. We want to be mezaris, the mothers, they should go home and prepare food for the children and for the husbands. Yom Kippur is over and enjoy, and don't keep on fasting. There's a mitzvah to have Abu Kofa de Kisuda, Mitzvah Yom Kippur, to celebrate Mechilas HaOvayim. And the generally accepted explanation is that it's just like there was an Isser, no one was permitted for 3 days before Maimon HaSinai, no one was permitted to climb up in HaSinai. Be'e Memish lo Yechia. Sokol Yisokol Yara Yiyore, there was an Oinish Skila, Ashor HaNiskol, Shor Sinai, it's Ton Skila, the Gemara, Pasuk, a Pasuk and Chumash, and a person walks on HaSinai, is Chayiv Skila. So then it says, B'mshach B'kemen HaYoyv, L'heim HaYala Bahor, when they'll hear the Tkiyas, after Maimon HaSinai is over, then it's a Simen L'Silik Shechina, then they can climb up in HaSinai, there's no more Kiddusha. Kitchel Asilov is on the Mokam HaMikdash, but not on HaSinai. HaSinai only had Kedusha for a short period of time, then the Kedusha disappeared. So we blow Shofar on Matzah Yom Kippur as a Simen L'Siluk Shechina. We assume that on Yom Kippur there was a deeper degree of Hashuas HaShechina, and on Matzah Yom Kippur we blow Shofar to symbolize the fact that the Shechina is leaving. So that's how the Rav Sadigon and the Rambam both understood Lifnei Hashem, prior to entering into the presence of the Shechina, Erev Yom Kippur is Lifnei Hashem. On Yom Kippur you are with Hashem. Lifnei means before. Lifnei Hashem, Titor is a Loshen Tzivi, you should purify yourselves. So the Rav Sadigon understood Titor, you should go to Mikveh. And the Ramban understood Titor means you should say Vidui, you should purify yourselves by reciting Vidui. Rabbeinu Yonah also learns in the Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah learns Lifnei Hashem Titor is a Tzivui. But he understands Lifnei Hashem on Yom Kippur, not prior to. On Yom Kippur, we are Lifnei Hashem. We are in the presence of the Shechina because it's a special, a deeper degree of Hashuas HaShechina. And the Torah means we should purify ourselves. We should, a special mitzvah to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. Even though there's a mitzvah all year long to do tshuva. It's not miyuchin, it's not a mitzvah sasa shazman groma, that there should only be on Kippur. But somehow you have to understand what it means. Somehow there's a special mitzvah to do tshuva on Yom Kippur, not to miss the opportunity of Mechilas Ovah, because Kibayam is a chaparechem, tareschem, and koch chatatsechem, on Yom Kippur, you stand the chance of being forgiven. So, Lefnei Hashem Tatarasa, say vidui on Yom Kippur. That's how the Rabbeinu Yonah learns. He also learns Titorah is a Loshen Tzivui, and he learns like the Ramban Tzivui Titorah, who say vidui, do tshuva, but he learns Lefnei Hashem means on Yom Kippur. It doesn't mean prior to Yom Kippur.
Could be.
The Hashulchan has a chiddush. It's a little counterintuitive. The young man who says the Dvar Torah every morning after Shachar said it over today. he started it yesterday, but he finished it today. The Hashulchan says the meaning is that when Machmer on Pas Palter, because we pask and Pas Palter is really mutter, so we know it's only a chumrah. Or we're machma other things, Haseris Meitzer, with things that we know absolutely ahead to gomer, so you throw in a little chumer. But if something is really a shaila, and we're mekel on it, he says, then you should not be machma and Haseris Meitzer, because then it may be understood as a minik toiv, so it'll be binding for all year long. If you're going to observe it for 10 days in a row, so then it may be binding for the rest of the year. So you should only be machma, it's a psfakir, you should only be machma, I think, mamish chumers. But anything that may be Mikra Adin, we paskin that it's Mutta, but there are many paskin all that it's Asa, you shouldn't be Machma on that. No, no.
Palter's a good example.
There's also Machlaikas. Palter's also Machlaikas, but it's Mutta all yellow. That's what he says. Because the original source of the Beis Yosef, the Rishonim got it from the Yerushalmi by eating Chula Mitahara. So eating Mitahara, he assumes that that's only a Chumra, that's not Mikra Adin.
Yosef in the Gemara, the Alan says, the any nether you, from the beginning, say, I'm only going to keep for a certain amount of time, it's not a nether.
Right.
I made a tov. So I thought
Yeah, there's room to ding zach very stark with this Aruch HaShulchan. You can ding zach with a lot of Aruch HaShulchans. I remember I was once reading, Rabbi Ganak lent me, someone wrote a biography, or Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky, two-volume biographies. I read the first volume one summer. So they have a story there that when Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky was a teenager, there was a mishulah from the Navardika yeshiva. He didn't realize he was a mishulah from the yeshiva, whose job it was to try to recruit Talmidim. So he thought it was a nice man, and he sold him a bill of goods. He said, go learn in Navardika. So he said, okay. So he went to Navardika. Didn't realize that was the guy's job, to recruit Talmidim for Navardika. So he went to Navardika. It doesn't explain in the book why he didn't learn in the Beis Medrash. He learned in the shul. Instead of learning in the Beis Medrash of the yeshiva, he learned in the shul. So the Aruch HaShulchan sat in shul all day long, and he was writing his sefer Aruch HaShulchan. So they describe in their biography the way Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky perceived what was going on. He was sitting, writing. Once in a while, he would get up and take a sefer and look inside and then write what it said. But the rest of the time, he was just writing from memory. So it's not surprising that a lot of times you have things that are very against Rishonim, against classical poskim. He's writing everything from memory. Mishnah Berurah is not like that. Mishnah Berurah is much more meduyak. I personally don't care so much for the Aruch HaShulchan. I think a lot of times he has boich svaras. He has his own personal kasha, and then he gives his own personal teretz, and he's going to pasken shailas. He's going to pasken dina based on his svara. The Rishonim talk about these things. He just ignores what all the Rishonim say. No. Okay, it was an autumn god on the earth.
No one says to go to like the mikvah close to Arabic if possible, like they do by the beagle, right?
I don't think so. No. Yeah. There is a machlokes in achreinim. When you say idui at the end of the mincha, or for that matter, ma'ariv, a shachus, a musaf, or whatever, should the person first say yul ratzinim refi, and then say the vidui? Or no, ha'baruch es ha'misol ba'sholam, and right away say the vidui. What exactly is the nekudas ha'machlokes? So Rav Soloveitchik thought the Dabar Pashut, the way it says in Shulchan Aruch, that when you finish the Shmoneh Esrei, let's say, I finished the Shmoneh, Amarach Hasam Yisrael Basholam, and the Chazan is ready up to Kedushin. So you're not allowed to answer Kedushin in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei. But I finished, I already said Amarach Hasam Yisrael Basholam. Am I allowed to answer Kedushin? So it says, we paskin, no. Kozman, they quoted Chubas HaRashbon and Chubas HaRitva. Kozman, you didn't say Yilirotzen Emirfi. You didn't finish davening yet. You're not allowed to be mavs. Once it's said Yul Ratzin Emirfi, even though you plan to say Tachnunim Achat Tvilosai, you're going to say Alakai Nitzot Hashem Mirah and more Tachnunim, but basically the Shemoneh Esrei is over, so then you're allowed to answer Kaddish Kedusha, Baruch, whatever, Dabash B'Kedusha, you're allowed to answer. So Rav Soloveitchik assumed that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that everybody agrees upon that, and the Machlokes Achreinim, whether you should say Vidui Davke after Yul Ratzin or before, is Machlokes, is Vidui supposed to be an integral part of the Shemoneh Esrei? Oh no, it's a b'chin of tachnunim achat tfilosos. So first you better say yul ratzin emrifi to complete the text of the Shemoneh Esrei, and then instead of starting off with a lakai mitzvah d'shani meiro, you start off with okay, I'm gonna say no on a tabel of an achat tfilosenu. Achranim say you should add on the word ona, because the Gemara learns that when the Kohen Gadol says vidui, he has to say the word ona. So here for the machzom don't have the word ona, and the slichus is also on a tabel of an achat tfilosenu instead of just saying tabel of an achat tfilosenu. They say you should add on Baba Seinah, even though it's not nice to say that your ancestors, your parents sinned. But that's how the Pasuk says, so we should say, even though usually it sounds like it's not Derech Eretz. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that's the Machlokes Achreinim. I thought it could be as a different thing. There's a Ravon. The Ravon is one of the early Balei HaTosfos. The Rosh was a descendant of the Ravon. I think he calls him Zekeni HaRavon in Rosh Hashanah. When the Rosh quotes Ma'aseir B'Magenza, the Ravon lived in Magenza. So he says Ma'aseir B'Magenza, the Baal Tekeh didn't only blew two Shvarim, he didn't blow three, and he started blowing the Truas. Then he blew one more Sheva later, and then was the whole Machlekes in the Shul, what you're supposed to do. So the Ravon was an ancestor of the Rosh. That's what it sounds like. So the Ravon goes, I'll say the Hamasich, Baba Kamen, Baba Metzir, Baba Basa, Chulin. So on that Gemara in Yuma, The Ravon has a comment. The Gemara Yuma says, when did they be doing? Yochad Raimra Achat Tefilosa, in the Shleach Tzema Aimra, the Emtza Tefilosa. The Chazan in the Chazar Sashat says the deed in the middle of the middle of Bracha. The Bracha Revi is about Kedusha Sayyim. And the Yochid says it at the end of the Shema Sayyim, Achat Tefilosa. So the Ravon says, you see from the Gemara, it's called Achat Tefilosa. It's not an integral part of the Tefilah. And he says, therefore, if the Chazan, let's say the person davens slowly, and he's still in the middle of saying the long vidui after Mincha on Erev Yom Kippur, after Myra, after whatever, Shachris, and the Chazan is ready up to Kedusha. So the Rabban says, you're allowed to answer Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, because it's like Tachnunim, Achat Tfilos. And he gets it from the Loshon HaGemara, Yochid Omer, Achat Tfilos. So you see, it's after the Tfilosom. So it could be that the Machlekes Achreinim, whether you should recite the vidui Dafka before Yulerotzen and Dafka after Yulerotzen, could be that they're arguing about the Machlekes HaRishenim. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, based on the Chuvas HaRashbo and the same Chuvas HaRitvo, they both write the same thing, that if a person finished on Baruch HaSayim Yisrael Basholim and didn't say Yulerotzen yet, he's not allowed to answer Kaddish Kedusha Baruch, he's still in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. Until you say that Pasuk Yulerotzen, you didn't finish davening Shemoneh Esrei yet. But that seems to be a machlekes the Raivin and the Rashbo, the beginning of Brachas, the Avdalit. Beforish a machlekes, whether Hashem Svasad Iftach and Yulerotz and Amifi, before and after, are those an integral part of the Shemoneh Esrei? No, that's Tachnunim Achat Tfilosa, and Tachnunim Kaidim Tfilosa, but it's not really part of the Shemoneh Esrei. So it could be that that's the machlekes Achreinim, where you should say Vida before or after. But they both agree with the Ravon, because the Ravon had a deal from the Loshon HaGemara. They say Achat Tfilosa. And I think the pashtus is that most assume that you say, first you say Yul Lerotz. I think Rav Soloveitchik was Machmer the other way. I think he once mentioned that he doesn't say Yul Lerotz to be choshish for the other Achman. But I thought the pashtus is the other way. Everybody holds like the Rabban. We all usually assume Yul Lerotz is an integral part of the Shemoneh Esrei. So you say Yul Lerotz first, and then you say the Vidui. This year Yom Kippur is going to fall out on Shabbos. So in the normal machzorim, they have printed that when Yontif falls on Shabbos, say Vatitan Lan Hashem Alakenu Biyahavo Madim L'Simcho Chagim Es Manim L'Sason Es Yom Zehir. Vatitan Hashem Alakenu Biyahavo. He says Es Yom Shabbos Hazeh Es Yom Kippurim Hazeh Limcho Baruch Hashem Biyahavo Mikro. They say Biyahavo twice. So that's in parentheses Biyahavo. So when the Yontif falls on Shabbos, say Biyahavo twice. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham that when Yom Kippur falls on a Shabbos, you should not say Bi'ahava twice. You leave out the second one. And same thing in the concluding paragraph. Then you say Yalav Yovai. Then you conclude Alekeinu Alekeva Seinu. It's say B'mnuch HaSeinu. That's in parentheses. So when it's Yom Kippur, Shecholiyus B'Shabbos, you say that parentheses. When it's Choliyus B'Chol, so you leave that out. So the Magen Avraham says you shouldn't say it's say B'mnuch HaSeinu. When Yom Kippur falls on a Shabbos, it's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept our menucha. It's not such a gewaltig menucha. We're fasting all day. It's not a normal menucha. So he thinks that you should leave out Ritzei B'menucha Seinem. And others disagree. Others think the Baal HaTanya holds that even at Chalias B'Shabbos you should also say.
In general, why on Shabbos, why on Yom Kippur, Chalias B'Shabbos, do you have a version of Kippur Seinem? You don't say those in normal Yom Kippur. What's the Shem Hashem they're adding?
Yeah. Rav Soloveitchik explained as follows in Beitzo, I think Daf Yutesam and Aleph, there's a machlokes Bisham and Bisilo. When Yom Kippur Cholis Bishabbos, Yontif Cholis Bishabbos, how many brachas do you recite in the Shemoneh Esrei? So Bisham, I say the first three, the last three, and then you say two brachas in the middle. One Kedushas Hayom Mekadosh HaShabbos, one Mekadosh Yisrael V'Yom HaKippur. One separate for Shabbos, separate for Yom Kippur. And we don't pass like that. We pass like Basila, that you combine together Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So Bishamai obviously think that Hailuchudikoi, each Kedushas HaYom is separate, and each one requires its own bracha. They don't blend in to be one new hyphenated Kedushas HaYom of Shabbos Yom Kippur. So the Shaila is, why did Hillel disagree? And you say at the end, Mekadosh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Yom HaKippur. So the Gemara says in brachas, usually there's a rule, Ein Chos Me Mishtayim. You're not allowed to say two different themes in the Chasima. So he really saying, Mekadosh HaShabbos, the Rebbe Shalom, then Mekadosh Yisrael V'Azmanim, Mekadosh Yisrael V'Yom HaKippur. This is, in a certain sense, a violation of Ein Chos Me Mishtayim. which the Gemara says usually not allowed because I know it's a mitzvah chavilos chavilos. She really should have said a separate bracha for each one. So the chutz mizeh, this is an exception to the rule that even though normally ain't chos min mishnayim because I know it's a mitzvah chavilos chavilos, chutz mizeh. So if you look in the back of the Gemara brachas, you look on the rif. So on the side of the rif, they have different mefarshim, different rishonim. So some of them say chutz mizeh because Shabbos and Yom Tov together, Shabbos and Yom Kippur together constitute one kedusha sayyam. So it's a fundamental machlekes b'sham and b'sel. B'sham is you say two brachas in the middle, because each kedusha sayyam is one is superimposed on top of the other one. They're not connected. And b'sel disagree that they blend in to be one. The other rishonim don't say like that. It's pretty obvious. The other rishonim say b'sham is really right. You should really have said two separate brachas. But since they're a little bit related, they're both about the similar related themes of Kedusha Sayyim, so it's not a violation of Chosim and Mishnayim, but really, you really should have said two different brachas. So Rav Soloveitchik thought like this. He said, on a normal Shabbos, he started concluding bracha lekeinu, v'kevah seinu, v'tzei b'mnucha seinu, kadashenu v'mitzoy seva. On a regular Yantiv, he started up, ha'asiyenu, v'shamu lekeinu, v'kevah Birkas Madech Lachaim Moloshon Simcha Sasan. Or Yom Kippur, he thought, Elokeinu came and said, Mechala Vayda Seinu B'Yom HaKippurim Hazeh. So, those who hold that they still basically agree with Beis Shammai, you really should have said two brachas, but they're sufficiently similar, they're sufficiently related that it won't be a violation of Ein Chayis Mimishtayim. So to demonstrate that you really should have said two different brachas, so you start off with two psichas, you end off with one chasima, but you start off, Elokeinu came and Mechala Vayda Seinu B'Yom HaKippurim Hazeh. Then you say, Elokeinu came and Seinu, Ritzei B'Nucha Seinu, Kadashenu B'Mitzvah Secha, as if I really wanted to say two different brachas, then I'm going to combine them in a chasima. Why? Because, as we said before, Hashana, you have no source in Tanakh of a tefillah that has eight parts. You have a source for a tefillah with seven parts. The Shammai somehow ignore that. They have a Shemona Esrei, they have an Amidah with eight parts. So we say you got to have a source in Tanakh, so it's seven parts. And the others who hold that you don't start a new paragraph of Lekeinu, Kevaseinu, Vitzei, Menuch Haseinu, they never say that. Rav Soloveitchik never said that, even when Yontav Chali is B'Shabbos, even another Yontav, because they hold like the other Rishonim, that when Yontav falls on Shabbos, it's a fundamental dispute between B'Sham and B'Sil. B'Sil hold that the two Kedushas Hayams blend in together to be one, and that's why there's no violation of Ein Chayis Min Mishtam, because Mamish one. So you don't have to demonstrate you really would have preferred to have recited two different brachas, and that's why he started with two different psichas. So he had a taina against, this is Birnbaum's maksa. Philip Birnbaum passed away already. So he put out a maksa. So he changed every so often, he changed the text of the siddur, and he gives you in the introduction explanations why he liked Rabbi Yankev Emden, and why this one. So over here, he chose to put in the text of Rabbi Yankev Emden, which is Nusach Hamburg. Yankev Emden living in Hamburg. So he put out a siddur of Yankev Emden, has the Nusach Hamburg. So he has, Yankev Emden has, even when Yantav is Chol, he is Bechol. You always say Elokeinu v'Kevaseinu. The only thing you put in parentheses is Ritzei b'Menuch Haseinu. When Yom Kippur is Chal b'Shabbos, you add Ritzei b'Menuch Haseinu. When it's Chal b'Chol, you leave out those two words. But Elokeinu v'Kevaseinu, you say anyway. Bein b'Chol, bein b'Shabbos, how come you start with that? So Rav Soloveitchik said, apparently, the Minhag Hamburg holds that the concluding paragraph of the Bracha for Yantav doesn't start v'Hasiyenu. That's next to the last paragraph. Then the concluding paragraph always starts at Lekeinu Kevaseinu. So if it's Shabbos, start Lekeinu Kevaseinu, it's Ebenu Choseinu Kashenu Mitzvah Secha. And if it's Chalias, and if it's Yontif, Hasienu is one paragraph. Then you start the concluding paragraph is Lekeinu Kevaseinu, Kashenu Mitzvah Secha. But you always say Lekeinu Kevaseinu. So that's Nusach Hamburg. That's what Rabbi Yankev Emden records Nusach Hamburg. Rav Soloveitchik thought that it was a chutzpah on the part of Birnbaum that he decided to take upon his shoulders that he's passing the fall of Klal Yisrael like Rav Yankev Emden's Nusach Hamburg. He said, that's not the minhag. He said, the minhag is either you leave out the whole line, even Chalias B'Shabbos, or you say the whole line, all the five words, only Chalias B'Shabbos. You don't say Elokeinu Kevaseinu if it's Chal B'Chol. He thought that that was the issue involved. Anyway, so the Magen Avraham has this, I think, from the Maharil. He quotes it from, he didn't make it up. He says, even Yom Kippur, on a week, if it would be another Yantav Chalias B'Shabbos, then you would say, Elokeinu Kevaseinu, Tzei B'Menuch Haseinu. But on Yom Kippur, since you're fasting, How can you say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept our menucha? It wasn't such a pleasant menucha because we were fasting all day.
You hold the two Kedush Sayyons blended together. So how does our schema make sense? Or how does Shabbos be Israel, the Zmanavu, the whatever?
Yeah.
If the two Kedush blended together, so why are we Masik, right? Had Shabbos and Israel, and also had Israel, the Kormak Fu, who said the Zmanim. If it's one Kedush Sayyon, it should be.
No, but the Shabbos Dikah part, the Rebbe Shalom was Mekadosh himself, and the Yontif Dikah part, we were Mekadosh. So they have to, you have to say the Nusach like that. Can't say Mekadosh Yisrael v'HaShabbos. Shabbos is Kvi v'Kaimah from Sheshes Mebereshin. Now that they're both Kedushas, all out on the same day, so they blend in together. But the way they arrived there today, Mekadosh HaShabbos, Rebbe Shalom was Mekadosh Shabbos directly, Mekadosh Yisrael v'Hazmanim. We were Mekadosh the Yom Kippur. And now when they land, when the two Kedushas land on the same day, so they blend in to be one.
What's any relevance to the, I mean, either she, to the discussion by, if you create Yael Diago and Rosh Kodesh by Shabbos?
Sure it has relevance, yeah. This is a fundamental Shabbos. Rav Soloveitchik thought that this is this issue with the Nusach is a fundamental machlokes where the Beisilo basically disagree with Beis Shammai, that the two blend in, Shabbos, Yontif Shcholis and Shabbos blend in to be one Kedushas Hayom. Or no, that Beisilu basically agree, Beisham, that the two separate Kedushas Hayom. So there's several Nafkaminas Ladina based on this issue. Yeah, why is it that we add on Biyahava? Why is it that on a regular Yontif is Beitim Hashem Lakena Biyahava? Zema Kippurim Hazeh. And if it's Chali is B'Shabbos, then in this, in the Birnbaum Siddur, it says, Yad Ambiyavo, against the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham. They say, you shouldn't add Ambiyavo. Why, on every other Yontif, why do you add Ambiyavo? So in the classical Mefarshim, they give one reason. Rav Soloveitchik quoted a different reason. Classical Mefarshim say that Maimon Hasina, Baruch Hashem gave us all the mitzvahs because he loves it. Everything was B'Yavo. But it was really Kof Aleim HaKigigis. Baruch Shalom loved us, but it's Kafalim Hakigis. Shabbos was given Bimara before Maimon Hasina. So it wasn't even Kafalim Hakigis. So on Shabbos it was Biyahava square. So that's why Tich Hashem Akena Biyahava, Yontif, and all the other 613 mitzvahs. And Shabbos was Nochamal Biyahava, second time Biyahava. If that's the explanation, why? So why make a difference whether it's Yom Kippur Shacholis B'Shabbos or any other Yontif B'Shacholis? Should always say Biyahava? Shabbos was given Ava square. So Rav Soloveitchik had a different explanation. He said all the Yom Tovim were given the Yahavah, but the Rebbeinu Shalom is Beramistas, he waves his finger and he says, don't forget that you all sinned. And I tell you, bring Musafim, so many oilers, but bring a chatas, bring a soil achatas. On Shabbos, there's no soil achatas, only oilers. So that's why Shabbos is B'Yahavah square. That's why you say more B'Yahavah on Shabbos. So that's probably, I assume, that's probably the explanation why Yom Kippur, Shacholit B'Shabbos, is different. Yom Kippur is the day that's miyuchad for tshuva and for mechilas avinus. How can you say B'Yahavo that he doesn't wave his finger? On Shabbos he doesn't wave his finger, but today happens to be Yom Kippur, the whole theme of the whole day, from the beginning to the end, is about the avinus and mechilas avinus. So maybe that's the reason why the Magen Avraham doesn't quote the reason. When he quotes the Maril, it just says he leave out B'Yahavo. That's probably the reason why. Rav Soloveitchik used to add on when you have the paragraph of Kenos and Machalav is and Biyom Kippurim Hazeh. The name of Kibbutz and Sacham Tareschem Mikolcha Tasechem Lefnei Hashem Titor. So then, in the regular Machzor, it says Al Kenos Al Kevus and it says Menuchasenu Kalshenim Mitzvasecha and so on. So Rav Soloveitchik said that if you'd like to add on another paragraph here, because in the Chasimas Abroch we're going to say Melech Al Kol Haaretz. We're going to mention the theme of Malchus, Melch Melchum Esalech Melch Hakol Haaretz. So he thought you should. It's probably in the Rambam. He thought after saying Lefnei Hashem Tzor, you should add on a few lines. Alakenu, Alakeva Seinu, Melch Hakol Haalan Kul Bechvedach Leinasa Hakol Haaretz Bikarach Abaf Abadag Yonu Zecho. The Nusach that you have on Rosh Hashanah before the Chasimus Abrocha of the Kedusha Sayyim. Let me see what the Nusach is. So he said he should add that on, that paragraph, And then you start, Alakeno Kevasena, it said Menuchosena, Kadashena, Mitzvah. Either you say that line or you don't say Alakeno Kevasena, it said Menuchosena. Either you do add it or you don't add it, depending. Rav Soloveitchik's minig was that you leave out that whole, all the five words, Alakeno Kevasena, it said Menuchosena. And the minig of the rest of the world is, you do say Alakeno Kevas, the minig of the rest of the world is that when it's Chalias Bishabbos, you do say Ritzem Nechosene, you don't. Magen Avraham says you leave out those two words, but you don't leave out the first three words. And then before the Chasima Sabrocha, you usually have to mention Samach Lachasima Meyena Chasima. So since in the Chasima we're going to mention even on Yom Kippur, Melech Al Kol Haaretz, so you should mention soon before the Chasima Dvorcha. On Rosh Hashanah we say Redvacha Emes VeKayam Load. Rav Soloveitchik used to say the Nusach Redvacha Malkeinu Emes VeKayam Load. So he thought that on Yom Kippur also you should add that on before the Chasimus Abrocham. Ein Lo Melech Mechem V'Selech El Oto Redvacha Malkeinu Emes VeKayam Load. Baruch Ato Hashem Melech Mechem V'Selech Lavo Nesenu. Because you're adding on the theme of Malchus in the Chasima, so you should add on those six lines of Lekayim V'Nesenu Melech Kolahon Kula Bechvei Decha. Before it's Eben Ruchasenim and so on. Then you should add on Mamish Samach Lachasima, Dvarach Malkeinu Emes VeKayam Lo'ad. So it should be Samach Lachasima, Mi'ein HaChasima. On Leil Yom Kippur, we say Slichas. Usually you say Slichas in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz. The Aruch HaShulchan complains that the printers wanted to make more money. So they left out all the Slichas for Shachris and Musaf and Mincha. They only printed Slichas for Ma'ariv and for Nila. And he says, who gave them permission to leave out? There's no reason in the world. The Goinim and the Rishainim, all the way back, they tell you exactly how many times you should say Yud Gimel Midas and Shachris, and how many times in Musaf, how many times in Mincha, and all the standard Machzarim. They left out everything. They only have Slichas by Ma'ariv and they have Slichas by Nila. The Aruch HaShulchan says that that was a shtick that the printers pulled off. They wanted to make the same amount of money, so they charge you the same for the matzah. They give you less. They took out 100 pages and charge you the same price that they always charge. Rav Soloveitchik also said, you should really introduce reciting of slichas. It's too much. The Goyim say, you say 13 times Yud Gimel Midas, 7 times, 8 times. They tell you each tefillah. They have traditions. How many times you mention Yud Gimel Midas? Say at least a couple of times you say Yud Gimel Midas. You say certain slichas. So usually, so we spoke before Rosh Hashanah that before Rosh Hashanah and Aseres Meitshuva, the slichas are recited independently, not in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz. As opposed to on Yom Kippur, when the slichas are recited by Shachris and Musaf and Mincha and Nila in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz. So the slichas, the framework of the slichas is similar to tefillah. First you start with Shevach, and then you have the Bakosha, and then you have Tachnun at the end, and then you have Kaddish Tiskabel at the end. Everything is parallel to a tefillah. So we always have Shevach in the beginning, you say Ashrei, then you say Shema Tefillah Adecha Pambasa Yavo. You have a whole likut of all the psukim. These psukim are taken from different places, from Tilim and Mishlei. It sounds as if it was composed like that. Each pasuk is in a different location. But the authors of the slichas pick together the malakit psukim, and it flows as if it's one big tefillah. So this is all Sidur Shvach B'Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we have later on the Bakosha. Darkocha Elkeinu L'har HaPecha Marcha Elkeinu HaSeba L'Alona Re'em Midas Ein Adala Marekim. That's already the Bakosha. Tal Arucha Lo Ala Nidav Kel Malcha Yishgis Rachmeng. He should forgive us. That's already the Bakosha. So on Leil Yom Kippur, when you're not, there is no Chazaras HaShatz. On Leil Yom Kippur, you have to start off Shemeh Tefillah. So his practice was, in all the Machzorim that have printed Yala Tachna Neina Meyerev, which is a Bakosha, the page before Shemeh Tefillah. So he thought that that was not correct. In one of his drushes, he justified why maybe it does make sense, but he didn't change his meaning. His meaning was that he always said Shemeh Tefillah first, and then Yala Tachna Neina Meyerev, he would say afterwards. When after you give first the beginning, you give the Hakdom of Shevach. When you say Slichas in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, on Yom Kippur by Shachris and Musaf and Mincha and Nilo. So you ready? You say it in the middle. Slichas are recited in the middle of the fourth bracha. So the Gimel Rishon is Shevach. So we leave out the whole Shema Tefillah. You don't need the whole Psicha B'Shvach. That's what we explained before Rosh Hashanah, because the whole Gimel Rishon it was Shvach. The Gemara says in Maseches Yuma that the Chazin in the Chazaras Hashavs has to incorporate the Seder HaVodah. We have our practice that we only say the Seder HaVodah and Musaf. In the Chubas HaGadim they record that they were Kehillahs where they said the Seder HaVodah and Chazaras Hashavs of Shachar, and Musaf, and Mincha. All three. That was Mamash take all day long. Seder HaVodah and all the three Chazaras Hashavs. Our practice we only say Musaf. The Seder HaVodah goes step by step, exactly what the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, they had to bring three sets of karbanos. They had to bring to meet him every day in the world. You bring Tamash HaShachar, Tamash HaBein HaBayim. Then you had to bring, this year is four sets of karbanos. Then they had to bring Musafim for Yom Kippur. This year you have to bring another set of Musafim for Shabbos. Then you have to bring, that's in Parshas Pinchas, Musafim for Shabbos, Musafim for Yom Kippur. And then you have to bring the Seder HaVodah, is a separate set of karbanos that are mentioned in Achrei Mois. For the purpose of Kapara. The Gemara has a Machlekes Hatanayim. Ayla Oyla is mentioned in Achrei Mois, and Ayla Oyla is mentioned in the Musafim of Yom Kippur. So one Tana says the two different Eilim. This is part of the Musafim, and this is part of Avodas Yom Kippur. We don't pass like that. We pass on Ayla Amakan, Huha Amabachum Shapkudim. The Ayla Oyla that's mentioned in Achrei Mois is identical with the Ayla Oyla in Parshas Pinchas. So why is it written twice? Not to be understood. Why is it written twice? It throws you off. So the Chochmas Adam, at the end of the Sefer Chochmas Adam, he quotes a long shtickel Torah from his Mechutin, from the Vilna Gaon, to explain why, and then he says he found that it's in the Sifra, the old shtickel Torah that he didn't realize. He thought the Vilna Gaon discovered America, then he found the whole thing is in the Tanoim. The Vilna Gaon answered the 10 kashas on how to read the Psukim, and he answered this kasha also. If I am a Khan, who am a Mechumash Abkudim, why is it written twice? So he has a fantastic pshat. But Lamaisa, they had to bring all of these karbanos. So the Tanoim had a whole machlokes. All the Tanoim who had the machlokes lived after the Churban Abayis. So they're trying to reconstruct this mancha based on Migdash HaEikayim. What was the Seder HaAvodah? We know the Seder HaAvodah has to be divided up into five units. Big Dezor, Big Deilovim, Big Dezor, Big Deilovim, Big Dezor. And the Chumash, it only divides it up into three units. The Rashi HaChumash quotes from the Gemara in Yuma, Kola Psukim, are written in an order, chutz mi mikra, that one part is out of order. Dafen onkum, and you have to come to the Torah Shabbal Peh to tell you what the correct Seder is, that it should be brought in five units of Avodah. Avdavala Soloveitchik has in his little Sefer Maseches Yuma, he has a chiddush based on a Melchamas, based on Rabban Melchamas, that what a b'dieved, the Kohen Gadol will do the Avodah, the way it's described in the Chumash, that it's only divided into three units. Big Dezah, Big Deilov, and Big Dezah. So he says, but Yevet, he'll be Yotze. But he won't be Yotze, the halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that you have to have chamish tefillos v'asari kiddushin. Kohen Gadol has to go to mikveh, any kohen has to go to mikveh before he puts on Big Dekuhuna. Mikveh is for different purposes. Mikveh is sometimes a person is tummy to remove to him. That a woman is a nido, so the woman goes to mikveh to become muteris l'vailo. That's not necessarily totally zebiz. That could be the woman is still a nido deraisa l'tumah v'tara purposes. She went to mikveh to be matah l'vayla. Could be sometimes the reverse. The mikveh is metaher, the tumas nidah, she's still asur l'vayla. The Rishonim have cases where they're not totally zebizeh. Sometimes they're not totally zebizeh min ha-toyro. Nidah l'vayla, nidah l'tar. So the mikveh accomplishes in three different areas. Usually think of mikveh removes tumah. Then sometimes matah isha l'vayla, separate, independent, halacha. And then mikveh, when a ger wants to be mizgayer, so he has to go to mikveh, part of the prestige goes to mikveh, and he gets Tosefes Kedusha. When the Levim were chosen, so they had to go to mikveh, they're getting a Kedusha's Leviyah. When the Kohanim were chosen, they had to go to mikveh to get, in addition to Kedusha's Leviyah, they had to be in that with Kedusha's Kuna. When the Kohen puts on Big Day Kuna, Bizmanshi Big Day Malayim, Kunasam Alayim, Ein Big Day Malayim, Ein Kunasam Alayim, so they obtain a higher level of Kedusha's Kuna. There are two levels, there's Kedusha's Kuna Shebigvulin, and there's Kedusha's Kuna Shebamigdosh. When the Kohenim wear the Big Dekuna, then their level of Kedusha is elevated. So just like a ger, a boli his geyer has to go to mikveh to be endowed with Kedusha's Yisrael. So a Kohen who wants to do Avodah, wants to put on Big Dekuna, has to go to mikveh. So the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur The tradition had it. Halacha Moshe Messina has to go to mikveh chamish tefillos, five times, because he's going to put on big day kunah five times. Why? First big day zav, then big day lav, and the big day zav, big day lav, and big day zav. So, in order to fulfill this halacha Moshe Messina chamish tefillos, and kiddush adayim raglaim is needed every time he either put on big day kunah, take off big day kunah. So he puts on, takes off five times. That's 10 chamish tefillos asar kiddushin, 10 times kiddush adayim raglaim. So the Melchamer sounds like he says like this. Rabbi Babala just quotes it and he spells it out. If you do the Seder Avodah the way it's described in the Chumash, you'll be Yotzei. It's called, not called Shalai Ala Seder, but you will not have fulfilled this Halacha Moshe Messina that we're supposed to have Chamish Tfilos Asar Kiddushin. So we break up the Avodah of Big Day Lovon into two parts, and we have a Hapsaka Big Day Zov in the middle in order to fulfill that as well. Chamish Tfilos Asar Kiddushin. So there are different opinions in the Tanaim when all the different karbanos were brought. The Seder Avodah as we have it is really poorly written. The Chayodim writes it's full of mistakes, and you should really correct it. So he tells you that, I don't know if even did the art scroll correct the mistakes? I don't even know. I don't have an art scroll. I think the art scroll didn't correct it either. They just probably tell you, look in the Chayodim. I should have printed it, but the Chayodim corrected everything. The two nuschois, the piyutim, the different piyutim, nusach Ashkenaz, nusach Svarz. Here for the Seder Avodah, there are two nuschois, nusach Ashkenaz and nusach Svarz. And there are basically two differences in halacha between nusach Ashkenaz and nusach Svarz. The first difference is that a nusach Ashkenaz has the whole Avodah from the beginning to the end. Not once is the Kohen Gadol mishtachaveh. The pasuk says when you bring the kurim, you should recite the Arami Avodavi, and then it says, he should be mishtachaveh. So Pasha Pshat, that's a chelik of the Seder of Habalas Bikurim. So the Talmidei HaGrok write in the Aderes Aliyah on Chumash, no, this has nothing to do with Habalas Bikurim. It's a general din kol nechnosim la'azara have to be mishtachaveh. Whoever enters the azara for any purpose has to be mishtachaveh before he leaves. And you learn the Mishnayis in Talmud. So it says, Kohen went and they divided the Avodah into so many different Kohanim. Mi Sheichet, Mi Zorek, Mi Malei Varm La Kevish, Mi Malei from the Kevish to the Mizbeach. They divided up to so many Kohanim. So it always says he did his Avodah, Hishtachva V'yotza, Keseda. It's repeated 25 times. Hishtachva V'yotza. And Apella, on Yom Kippur, in the Gemara never says, and in the Nusach Ashkenaz never says, Nusach Svarda does say. Nusach Svarda says, after he finishes everything, before he leaves, Yishtach Vaviyotza. But Rav Soloveitchik used to say Nusach Ashkenaz, because that was his family's tradition. So he printed a whole Dvartar about it. How come he's not Mishtachve? If it's a general din, a universal din, Kol HaNechnos and Lazor have to be Mishtachve before they leave. How come the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur is not Mishtachve, according to the Nusach Ashkenaz? So he came up with a fantastic Chiddush. And he brought Rayas to the Chiddush, and his uncle Rav Elbala has one of the letters in the end of the Sefer. He dings up with one of the Rayas. He disagreed. He says he liked the Shtigl Torah, but he didn't like one of the Rayas he didn't like. So he came up with a fantastic Chiddush that usually, when a Kohen enters the Beis HaMikdash to do an Avodah, to do Zrika Saddam, to do Kabbalah Saddam, to do Haktoros Emurim, is walking in and walking out as a Hechatim Tzabi Alma. If he could snap his fingers and be there with Hashem HaFeirush, so he can do that too. It's not long. He has to walk. He can climb through the ceiling. He can come through the door, through a window, whatever. He has to be in the Beis HaMikdash and do the Avodah there. How he gets there and how he leaves is irrelevant. On Yom Kippur, every step of the way is a chelik of the Seder Avodah. So Rav Soloveitchik brought a rai from Gemara in the first parak in Chulin. Okay. Then he brought another rai that his uncle Rav Elbala said you can interpret differently. That's not a rai. So he said, Nemela, since every step of the way has to conform to the program, so the program of Avodas Yom Kippurim doesn't have in it Hishtachavoyim. If he's going to be Mishtachve anywhere, he'll be in violation of the Seder Avodas Hayom. Because he's adding on something that doesn't belong there. That was his suggestion to explain why in the Nusach Ashkenaz, why in the Shas, why in the Mishnayis and the Gemara, never says Hishtachve. And then the other major difference between the two halachic differences, whether Hishtachve or not, it's Nusach Ashkenaz doesn't have Hishtachve. The other difference is, when did they bring the Tomash al Bein Abai? In the Gemara, it never says every single korban is taken care of except for the Tomash al Bein Abai. It doesn't say Halo Dovahu. It's very strange. So you look in the back of the Vilna Shas, they have the Rashash and they have the different Dayanim. So they have Rab Shlomo le Vilna, was a Dayan in Vilna. When the Rashash was a wealthy, successful businessman, he was the president of the Kila. He was the Rosh HaKol. So Rabbi Shlomo el Vilna was one of the Dayan, and his older brother, Rabbi Tal Vilna, was also a Dayan. They weren't on a bezin together, two brothers, but they used Paskin all the Shabbos. So Rabbi Shlomo el Vilna has her oris, Cheshek Shlomo, in the back of the Gemara. He was the Magyan, the Vilna Shas. His grandson used to teach here in the yeshiva. When I was a student in high school, his grandson, Rabbi Markelis, used to teach here. So he said that the family tradition has it that his grandfather, Shlomo el Vilna, was Magia and Vilna Shas from memory. He didn't look back in another Gemara to check what it says. He read the galleys and he knew what it's supposed to say in the Gemara, Rashi Taisus. So he corrected everything from memory. So I added on. That's why every so often there's a mistake in the Vilna Shas that doesn't appear in any other edition. And sometimes it's a litvishim mistake. It'll have a samach instead of a shin. A shin instead of a samach. Because they used to mispronounce that. The litvakas used to pronounce a shin and a samach. They used to confuse the two. Okay, but now they already corrected that. Now this is not a Vilna Shas. They already corrected all the shins and the samachs. But if you get an old edition of a Gemara, you find once every 100 pages, you find such a mistake. A shin instead of a samach. Samach instead of a shin. So that's the reason why. So Shlomo el Vilna has comments on the end of Maseches Yuma. So one of the last comments, he has a big paragraph, one of the last comments is this, how come it never says when you bring the Talmud Shabbein Abayim? And he says it's a Machlekes Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi says it's done in the fifth unit. It's done in Big Day Zohav. Question is, which Big Day Zohav? They can't do the first unit there. The first unit was in the morning, Talmud Shabbein Abayim. So the Rambam says that Talmud Shabbein Abayim was in the third unit of Abayim, and Rashi says it was in the fifth unit of Abayim. And he says it corresponds to the Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Svart. Nusach Ashkenaz follows Rashi, and the Nusach Svart follows the Rambam, the Shitosam. And he thinks that they're both wrong. He thinks, how come it doesn't say in the Mishnah? How come it never says? So he says, the Mishnah says in Psochim, in Maseches Psochim, it says, Tomid, every day was brought Shmoina Machza, the Korbetesha Machza. Shmoina Machza means in the middle of the afternoon, 6 hours in the morning, 6 hours in the afternoon. So 2.5 hours before, 2.5 hours after is 5 hours, and it took approximately 1 hour for the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim. From 2:30 to 3:30 was Talmud Shel Ben Abayim. Now it's daylight saving, so it'd be 3:30 to, instead of 2:30 to 3:30, it'd be 3:30 to 4:30. Okay, so he says, it says when it's Erev Pesach, so you shift it. And it's Erev Pesach Shechali is the Erev Shabbos, you shift it, you check. But it's a normal day. So Talmud Shel Ben Abayim is brought between 2:30 and 3:30. So he says, Pashut, if he's a young Kohen Gadol and he's running around, so he'll be in the fifth unit of Avodah. You look at the clock, when the clock strikes 2:30, that's when you start worrying about the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim. So if he's a young, energetic Kohen Gadol and is running, it says, Rutz, Miher, so he's running, yes, he has to do all the Avodah on Yom Kippur. So if he's a young guy and he's running and he's doing everything, he'll get everything done. And when the clock strikes 2:30, he's already in the fifth unit. So it'll be like Rashi. And if he's an old Kohen Gadol, he's already in his 70s, an old man, until he walks, until he creeps, until he gets things done. It takes him longer. So when the clock strikes 2:30, he'll be in the third unit of Avodah. He won't be in the fifth unit of Avodah. So he said, that's why he doesn't say in the Mishnah. He said, they're both wrong. They're both right. They're both wrong. They brought it at 2:30. They did like it says in the Mishnah Psach. An original idea. Okay.
Nothing after the
Talmud,
that's perhaps
those
there,
no?
Right.
So, if he's a young Kohen Gadol, he'll rush through everything, and he'll be ready to do the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim as the last Avodah at 2:30, V'dayim Aramim, I'll call it, he'll finish the day's work at 3:30. And if he's an old man, it takes him longer to run around, so he'll be bogged down, it'll take longer, so he'll only get to the clock will strike 2:30, and he'll be in the middle.
By the third dimension changing? By the third dimension changing? When will he do it? By the third changing?
By the third unit of Avodah, yeah.
After that,
you can't be makriv, I don't know, you can't be makriv any karbonis on them, it's be'ach achitzen after. I don't know, you got to check. That's a ha'ara? I don't know. Got to check into that. The din is that Ad Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to do all of the Avodah, but the Kesem Mishnah quotes from the Ritva on Yomer. It's very unusual. The Kesem Mishnah quotes a Ritva. It's very, very rare. I don't know if he quotes it anywhere else. Once in a long while he quotes a Meiri. Once in 1,000 pages he quotes a Ritva. Because the Ritva is not so sure whether that's everything is there. I said that the Tomishal Shach Tam Shemei Abayim also needs a Kangol. That was every day. Yom Kippur is like Gora from any day. And let's say this year it's the Musafim of Shabbos. Menaturi, you need a Kangol to do the Musafim of Shabbos also. And the Musafim of Yom Kippur. Do you need a kangol for that? Maybe I'll need a kangol for the avoda for the purpose of kapara. What it says in Achrei Mais, it's not clear. The Mishnah just say the kangol did everything, but is it was that a really a dim in a Torah did everything? And maybe a lot of this is only by the Rabban. So that's a sophic in the case of Mishnah who is quoting this from the Ritva. In all of the Balamor. Has comments all over, he has what to say. So usually he picks on the Rif. So and usually when he picks on the Rif, so the Ramban defends it in the Mohammeds. So here on the first page in the Rif in Yuma, so the paragraph in the Balamor, page Aleph Amud Aleph in the Rif, he has a hasoga, nothing to do with the Rif. He writes all the Paitonim made a mistake. They write Payosis on Yom Kippur, that there were four Payosis. He used to have a lottery. Which coin is going to be zechet to shecht mi shechet mi kabbalas adam mi zarek has adam mi meitav is haneris? He says on Yom Kippur everything was done by the kain gadol, so there are no payasas. They all made a mistake. So the Ramban says, and the long bacham is a very long bacham, says this is not really part of my job here. My job is to defend the Rif. He didn't attack the Rif. He attacked all the paitonim, but I want to defend them also. He's going to defend. He says. The Goyim have payosis. The Goyim and the Chachmei Svardim have payosis. Not the Ashkenazim. The Svardim. He's talking the Svardim. Balamor was also a shtikala Svardim. So Balamor lived in Provence, but he was from Svardish background. So he says, all the Gedolei Svardim, everybody has payosis. What do you mean? Everybody made a mistake and he's the only one who knows the truth. There must be something to it over here. So there's a long Bahamas, he explains that just like every day there were four payasas, and Yom Kippur they had tradition, there were also four payasas. They weren't the same four payasas that they had every day. Mishaychet and the Mekabala Saddam, Mizarika Saddam, the Kangoral did all of that. But there were still four payasas. So he spells out the four payasas that we have in our Machzor. The first pious was for Truma Sadeshin. You have a Mizbeach Achisen full of ashes from all the Karbonas that were burning on Yom Kippur night. They were burning from Erev Yom Kippur. Whatever kabbalas they brought, ton of the ashes. So every day in the morning, you're supposed to take. It doesn't have to be after Alos HaShach, it could be done before. And here on Yom Kippur, it was done by Chatzos, before Chatzos it was done. So Truma Sadeshin didn't have to be done by the Kangol. He says, that was the first part. Why don't you need a Kangol? It's not Avodah Sayyim, it's Avodah Salayla. And it's the Gemara of yesterday's Avodah. Truma Sadeshin is the Gemara of yesterday's Avodah. So that you didn't need a Kangol. Then he says the second pious was Mimidashim, just like Truma Sadeshin on the Mizbeach HaChitzin didn't need a Kain Gadol. So the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi and the Dishon HaMenorah also didn't need a Kain Gadol. Why? It's not Avodas Hayom, it's to clean up from yesterday. Just like Dishon Mizbeach HaChitzin, you don't remove all the Deshin, just take Truma Sadeshin a little bit. So Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi, take off all the ashes from yesterday's Ketores, that it should be clean to be able to put on today's Ketores. So the putting on today's Ketores that the Kain Gadol has to do, that's the responsibility of the Kain Gadol. But cleaning off the ashes from yesterday's Ketores, Disha Mizbech HaPanim, and Disha HaMenorah is setting up the menorah, putting in the oil and the wicks to be madlik tonight, so the Kain Gadol should do that. That's Avodas Yom Kippurim. But the cleaning out the wicks and the oil that's left over from yesterday, that's the Gemara of yesterday's Avodah, said that they didn't need a Kain Gadol for that. That's the second pious. The third pious was Chadoshim L'Ketores Bo V'Hofisu. They used to have a pious who never had a chance to be Makta Ketores, because when it says Yasib Ketores B'Yapech L'Cholom Mizbechecha Baruch Hashem Chelo. So the Gemara understands from that pasuk that the Kohen who does the Haktores, it's a Zgula for Ashiris. The Zgula of Ashiris, so the Gemara said we should spread the wealth. So they never allowed the same Kohen to do Ketores twice. So they used to always announce, Chadoshim L'Ketores, whoever never had a chance yet to be Makta Ketores, Bo V'Hafisu, that was all year long they had such an announcement. Come and make a pious, have a draw a lottery, who's going to have the schus to be makdiktor? Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol had to be makdiktor. Not only the k'toris lifnei v'lifnim, that's unique and special to Yom Kippur, even the k'toris on the mizbech k'toris, also had to be done by the Kohen Gadol. Whether it's the Raisa, the Rabbanon is not so clear. Maybe the Ritva's suggestion is that it's only the Rabbanon. Maybe you only need a Kohen Gadol for Avodas Yom Kippurim. That's mentioned in Achrei Mos. The k'toris shel kol yom is not unique to Yom Kippur. Maybe it's only the Rabbanon that you need a Kohen Gadol, but bottom line, you needed a Kohen Gadol. So the third pious was, Chadashim l'aktaris bo v'hafisa, but what are they going to do? Someone else already cleaned up, Tisha Mizbeach HaPnim, they already cleaned it up. So what are they going to do? So they're going to take Gecholim from the Mizbeach, and they're going to take from the big container of Ktaris, they'll take, and they'll give it to the Kohen Gadol, they'll mishamish the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol will do the Haktar. But they'll do the Hachonet for the Ktaris. And then he says, the fourth pious, they're not the same as the four every day of the year, but there were four payosas on Yom Kippur, the same as every day, was Mimale Vorim Lamizbeach. Who is going to be Makta the Emurim? So he says also, which Emurim are they Makta? The Emurim from yesterday. So he says, this is yesterday's Avodah. Then he gets involved. Is there such a thing? The Makta on Yom Kippur, the Makta yesterday's Evorim. You're not allowed to do that. So he gets involved. Exactly what was the fourth pious? What exactly did they do? So the Balamor claims that they're all wrong. There were no piyosas at all. So the Ramban argues, and he says, the whole second parak in Yuma, the whole Maseches Yuma, the eighth parak is all about the Chamish Inuim, and about saying Vidu in Tshuva, and the first seven parak is all about Avoida. The second parak is all dedicated to the four payosas. So the Ramban writes in the Mechamis, if the Balamor is right, that there were no payosas at all on Yom Kippur, so the whole second parak in Yuma doesn't belong. It belongs in Maseches Tamid. It isn't Tamid. It says they were also about the payosas, but why is it, what's it doing in Yuma? So it can't be. The Ramban says it can't be. All the Paitonim are right. There were payosas on Yom Kippur also. So Baruch Epstein, the author of the Torah Tamima, with the son of Darach HaShulchan, so he writes that his family are really the name Epstein. It's usually said Epstein was a city or a region in Germany or something. So it's usually assumed that they're from German ancestry. So he says that the name Epstein is a corruption of the name Ben Vashti. They're really descendants from the Balamor's family. They were Sfarim. Okay, so Zayin Azoy, so he says he has to stick up for the Alta Zeta. He has to defend the Balamor. So he says, a whole parak was put in Agav. The whole second parak. Okay, that's what he writes in his autobiography. He rambles on, he writes everything under the sun there. So he writes, to defend the Balamor, the Alta Zeta, he says the whole second parak in Yuma is Derech Agav.
But he says that the Mule is Ben Vashti or whatever, and then when they came to Germany, as had a Pakar Hatov, they took on the name Epstein
and settled. So it's not a corruption, I forgot. Not that it's a corruption of the name. They changed the name. Good.
Does the Kohen Gadol have to do Tshuva to
Does the Kohen Gadol have to do Tshuva Sadeshin? Is a machloik is a rishon. Balamor holds that the Kohen Gadol had to do everything. One day. Motzoy Yom Kippur. No, only Avodah Sayyam. He goes to sleep on Motzoy. He's finished already. Once a year, you need a Kohen Gadol. All along, you don't need a Kohen Gadol to be makir with any karbanos. Even on Chumash, it says, by Par Halandova Shel Tzibah, by Par Kohen Moshiach, it says the Kohen Gadol does the Avodah. And Rashi writes on Mishnayos and Megillah that you need, Rashi writes that the Mishnah is talking about, that I need a Kohen Gadol to be makir, Par Kohen Gadol and Par Halandova Shel Tzibah. So Tosfos says that Rashi is wrong, but even though that's what it says in Chumash, the Sifra says that it's not to be taken literally. The only time you need a Kohen Gadol Ikuvah is on Yom Kippur. All year long, you need a Kohen Gadol because every day you bring Chavita Kohen Gadol. Chavita Kohen Gadol means it's paid for by the Kohen Gadol, and it's Korban on his behalf. He's the Bala Korban, but he doesn't have to do the Akrabah. The only time you need Akrabah done, the Avodah should be done by the Kohen Gadol, is on Yom Kippur. And that's the Shaila that the Kesem Mishnah quotes when the Ritva. Everything from A to Z, everything is Minat Torah. Maybe much of it is only Midah Rabban. Maybe only what's in Parshas Achrei Mois is Minat Torah.
Have you seen this from Ban? That the Kohen Gadol is going to do Shuvah Sedeshen and Bashar Vehachnin because it's the Sovavod of the previous day. So why shouldn't the Kohen Gadol, the next day, the Kohen Gadol
gets
finished
the
vote?
It's
the
only vote.
If the vote goes after
the Kippur, should be the vote? Only Bayam, he doesn't have to do. The night before, the night after, you don't need a Kohen Gadol. Only Avodas, today's Avodas, you need a Kohen Gadol. If he say that like the Ritva, that the rest is only with the Rabbanon, so it's about a good. If you say that anything outside of Parshas Achimah is only with the Rabbanan, then it's certainly good. No, they only required that what he does on Yom Kippur. We didn't hear at all that it's Deraisa. Rabban doesn't go into that, what's Deraisa the Rabbanan. Even if you hold that it's Deraisa, it's not Avodas Hayoyim, it's only Avodas Hayoyim of Yom Kippur. Whatever is Avodas HaLaila, he doesn't have to do. Whether the Laila before, the Laila following, he doesn't have to do. So our meaning is that we say whatever Nusach you have, Nusach Hashkaz, Nusach Zvah, they all have four payoses. We don't follow that Balamor. Every so often there's a page in the tour where there's no tour. There's only Bes Yosef. Rare, but every so often you have. So there's one page in Musaf of Yom Kippur. There's one page where there's no tour. There's only Bes Yosef. He has all the Hagoyas on the Nusach Svard of the Seder Havoidim. In the days of the Bes Yosef, the Nusach Svard had more mistakes than the Nusach. They were both full of mistakes. Seder Havoidim, but Nusach Svard was more mekulkal than the Nusach Ashkenaz. So the Bes Yosef has a whole page. He corrects everything based on the Abu Dram, and after he corrected it, so they printed it like the Bais Yosef wrote. So then the Nusach Svard was better than the Nusach Hashkenaz. And then the Chayorim corrected the Nusach Hashkenaz. They didn't print it, and the printer didn't listen. The Svardish printers followed what the Bais Yosef said to correct the Nusach Svard. Ashkenazish printers didn't follow what the Chayorim wrote. So now the Nusach Hashkenaz is more mekukla, has more mistakes than the Nusach Svard. So one of the corrections that the Bais Yosef has is that you have to say achas v'achas achas u'shtayim four times. They used to have it printed. He says he quotes the Abu Dram like that. They used to have it printed only twice by the Sawyer Hapanimi and the Par Kohen Gadol. They only had it twice. But he had to do achas lemayla b'sheva lemata, both in front of the orain and in front of the parochas. So in the old edition, he says, and he did the same in front of the parochas. And the Abba Dram says that that's not right. You should say four times achas v'achas achas ishtan. Achas lemayla b'sheva lemata means the Mishnah says al kol hazor tefila. Whenever he has to do hazor, he has to dip his finger. He has a kli shoris with the dam of the soil l'ashem or the ayil. Or the par, and he would dip his finger in the achas lamayla, went like this, and then lamata he dipped his finger and he went like that, dip his finger again, went like that. And the Gemara learns out from Sukkim, he has to count separately. He doesn't count 1 to 8, he counts 1, and then he counts 1 to 7. So he says achas, doesn't say shtaim, he says achas, achas v'yachas, achas v'shtaim, he says achas v'sheva. So the achas is lamayla, he dips in his finger, he goes like this in front of the orain, then outside later in front of the parochas, and the sheva lamata, each time he dips his finger in, he's zorik like this, so it's going to be lamata. He's supposed to try to be mechaben that he doesn't want it to land on the parochas. He's going to stay in the parochas. There's a famous story that the Jewish community sent four rabbanim for Achnasas Kala. So they're unclear what they were traveling on the Mediterranean for the purposes of Achnasas Kala. What do you mean Achnasas Kala? To raise money to marry a girl off? Well, Kala means the yeshiva. Like Yarche Kala. Kala means when everybody gathers together to learn yeshiva. It's unclear what the story was. So the four were taken captive by pirates on the Mediterranean, the Abosh Vuyim, and then they took them to four different communities to hold up the four different communities for ransom money. If they're going to give all four to one community, so they'll empty out all the money on one person. So they only gave each community one person, and they took their $1 million. They went to the other community, took $1 million for them. Each community, they emptied out all the money. So the story goes that one of these Abba Shvuyim, he was ransomed. He was Jewish. They ransomed him. And he was sitting in shul, and the Rav in the shul was learning Mishnayis Yuma before Yom Kippur. And he said, I'll call Hazor Tvila every time the Kohen Gadol dips his finger into the Kli to do a Hazor. He has to go to the mikveh. So one of the Balabatim said, but you just said Chomish Tvilus. He only goes to mikveh five times. That's many more than five times. I'll call Hazor Tvila. So he said, it's a good kashi. He doesn't know the answer. So this fellow piped up, the one who was the one of the Shavuyim. I forgot. Moshe Brab Chanoch. Chanoch Brab Moshe. Forgot his name already. So he said, it doesn't mean, I beg your pardon, it doesn't mean he goes to mikveh. I'll call Hazor Tvila means he dips his finger into the Kli with the dam. Every time he goes like this and he goes like that, each time. He doesn't do seven times, right? He dips his finger, goes like that, dips his finger. So the guy who was learning the Mishnah, the rabbi realized, this guy knows how to learn. So he resigned and it made him the rabbi. And then, and he had all the traditions, this rabbi, the Abba Shem, he had all the traditions. Apparently, the Talmud Babli wasn't written down or something, so they always had to send letters to the Gaonim in Bavel to ask Shilas. And once they had this guy, he was the head of the community, so they write in the history books, they didn't have to send any more Shilas to the Gaonim in Bavel. They had all that, he was one of the big Gdali Adar. Apparently, the Talmud Babli wasn't available, it wasn't written down yet at that time. So that's one of the stories from Abba Shvuyim. The Bahuracham, they say, that we say in Sheni Vachamishi, was composed by three of the Abba Shvuyim. That the first third ends Kikel Malachan Rachem Oto, and the second Yud ends Kikel Malachan Rachem Oto, and the third ends with the end of Bahuracham. So the Acharonim say, if you have to, you shouldn't be mafsik in the middle of Bahuracham, but that's like Bein Perek LePerek. You're allowed to talk in between if it's Lutzarech. A lot of talk in between the first section of Bahuracham and the second section, in between the second section and the third section. Yeah, so that's one of the Haggoyas that the Beis Yosef quotes from the Abu Dram, that he's supposed to say Achas, Achas, V'Achas, Achas, V'Shtayim, four times, instead of saying two times. Remember once I was sitting in Broyers on a Seres Meitshuva, and I was looking in the Chayodom. So somebody came over, and the guy says, what are you reading? He says, I'm reading the Chayodom, has corrections on the Nusach Avodah. So he said, well, what does he say? So I said, I asked him, how many times are you supposed to say, Achas, Achas, V'ach? He says, three times. So I said, it can't be three times. Either it's two or four. He says, no, three times. Then Nusach, they say three times. I don't know what that's supposed to represent. The old Nusach used to be two times. The old Nusach was two times. It says, Achas, V'ach, Achas, V'shtayim on the par, on the Sawyer. In front of the Oren. And then it says, and he did the same in front of the Pareichas. So the Abadram says, you shouldn't just say did the same, you should spell it out. So in the Nusach that they dab, and they say Taka three times. I thought he didn't know what he was talking about. Then he looked at the Machzor. That's what they have, three times. But that's not the old Nusach, and that's not the correct Nusach. It's supposed to be four times. And then Akan Ba'am, in the standard editions of the Nuschos, they only have three times. Ken Godel said Vidi three times. The first time he said Vidi, then he said, Chatasavi Pshati Ani Ibn Aharon Ankar Yishecha. Then he said, the third time, Chatasavi Pshati Vida on behalf of all the Kval Yisrael. And then he ends the Vida, and he says each time, the Shem Hashem, Shem Amphoirush. So we say, Hakvan Abam Hamdi Mazah, Hakur Mishtaf and Bodim. We heard the pronunciation of the Shem Amphoirush. They would kneel on the floor, and they would scream out, Baruch Shem Kvay Malchus Aliyah and Avoy. So the Mishnah said that it was a fourth time, not just three times, when he said, Lashem Chatos. And he did the Hagrola, and he established which is the Sar Lashem, which is the Sar Lazazel. And he said, Lashem Chat, he also said the Shem Amphorish. At that time also he said, Akan Avaham. So that's what the Balatanya added on the fourth time. You should say Akan Avaham the fourth time. Absolutechik was brought up in a Lubavitcher community, so he also said that you should follow the Nusach of the Balatanya. Say four times. The difference is the Balatanya introduced the fourth time, but he didn't introduce, to give some kind of reason, I don't remember what. Why you just say a karavam, you karam shtaf and but nobody kneels on the floor. So Veitchik thought that you should kneel on the floor. So he introduced that everybody kneels in the middle of the Aveda four times. By the four times you say a karavam, hom de mazar. So Veitchik pointed out that when he was in Eastern Europe, he never saw that the women were bowing in the Ezra's Nashim on Yom Kippur. Only when he went to Germany. That's the first time he was startled to see the women bowing. So he started to wonder, how come, where he came from, why didn't they bow? So he thought there must be the Yekkes are doing everything wrong and we did everything right. In Eastern Europe, we did everything right and they didn't do anything wrong. So he thought it must be that this Kiyom of Hishtachvo is only, it's learned off in the Pasuk by Bikurim. It says, V'hishtachviso lefnei Hashem alakecho. So the Vilna Gaon is quoted by the Talmidim as saying, "Kol ha-nechnasim la'azar." I have to do Yishtachvay. Yishtachvay is a kim only in Migdash, not chutz la-Migdash, there's no kim. So it says, "Hakana b'ham ham dim ba'azara." The men who were staying in the Azara, so there would be Mishtachvay. The women were never in the Azara. The women were in the Ezra's Nashim, which was Harabayas. So by the women, they never had the minik to be Mishtachvay, because in the Beis HaMigdash, the women were never in the Azara. That's what he thought. They quote the name Rav Moshe Feinstein, he doesn't see what's wrong if the women want to bow. Okay. Rav Soloveitchik didn't say there's something wrong. He just explained why that was not the minig in Eastern Europe. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, they never did.
Do women bring the Purim? In Oslofa, they only have their own things. Do they bring the Purim?
women bring bikurim. Sure, they bring bikurim.
It just
says that they don't. They don't recite Aram Yavirabi. A woman is mevia ve'ena koira because she can't say Rochas Adam she'nishbata la'avasein las islanu because nashim la'not l'chelik ba'aretz. If there's no sons, so then the daughters do get. But that's what the Mishnah says, that Noshim officially, Noshim are not l'chelik ba'aretz, so they're not included in the Shavuah. She'nishbata la'avasein las islanu, so they don't mevim ve'en koira. It's a Mishnah bikurim. I don't know. Do the women bow down? Do they come to Shul on Yom Kippur? So you don't even know. I don't know.
If a woman brings a korum, she doesn't have to be mishtachavet? Probably does. She's in the Azara.
Yeah.
So why would this be any different?
If they're in the Azar, but in the Beis Hamikdash, they were normally not in the Azar.
But if you're in case they will be, then they...
If they will be, they'll have to be Mishtachra. Okay.
If they hear Hashem's name, they won't bow down? They're not in the Azar?
Correct. Because the Yerushalmi says, HaKroivim hoyu Mishtachavim, Barachoykim hoyu Omrim, Baruch Shem Kvay Mechus on Yom Vod. What does that mean? So Rabbi Shai Berlin has her Oris on the Siddur. That they printed in the Oitzar Atfilas, in the back of Oitzar Atfilas. So he says, HaKroive means the men in the Azara would be Mishtachve and say Baruch Shem. And HaRechoikim, those who are Chutz Lazara, they just heard the Shem Am Shem, they would say Baruch Shem, but they wouldn't be Mishtachve, because Mishtachve is only for those in the Azara. Rabbi Shach Berlin interprets that's what it says in the Gemara. I think it's a Yerushalmi. Only the Kroivim would be Mishtachve, and the Rechoikim wouldn't. The Rashash lived in Vilna, and he says he thinks that Balabata make a mistake. They all kneel on the floor. Then they get up, and after they get up, they jump and they say, Baruch Shem Kvay Machus Al Yom Vod. He says they're supposed to say Baruch Shem when they're kneeling on the floor, not after they get up. That's Kishem Hashem Ekro, when you hear the Shem HaFarash of a God of Lelakenu. So the way to give God of Lelakenu is by doing both, by reciting Baruch Shem in a position of Hishtachavah. But not to do Ishtachwa separately and then to stand up and say Baruch Shem, he thinks that that's not correct.
Yeah.
Flat on the floor. Flat on the floor, yeah.
Why is it okay to say
Baruch Shem
when you're on a carpet floor to put down something between yourself and the floor? Usually if you're wearing pants or long sleeves, why isn't that good enough?
I don't know.
Right?
They say if you have a carpet that's attached to the floor, then it's not mafsik, then maybe an Evan maskis below the floor. Because maybe there's an Evan maskis. The floor itself is not a stone. Maybe there's a stone floor below the floor. So whatever is attached to the ground, the wooden floor and the carpet that's nailed to the floor doesn't count. You have to have something that's not attached to the floor to be mafsik. Why don't the clothing count? I don't know. Apparently not. You have to have something separate from the person and something separate from the floor to be mafsik, that it shouldn't be a violation of Evan Maskis.
You put it by your head, though, right?
You should put it by your face, it says, okay. Yeah, to be mafsik by your face. So it won't be Pisha Dairagman, right? Not so much by the knees, it should be by the face. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, yeah. It says in Shulchan Aruch that you should see to it that they start Musaf before 1:15, because 1:15 is already Zman Mincha Gedoyla, and the Gemara says in Brachas, Tore B'Shenu Tore Tore Kodem, if it's already after Zman Mincha Gdoilo, and you can either daven Musaf or Mincha, and it doesn't matter to you which one you daven first, they should say Tore B'Shenu Tore Tore Kodem, you should daven Mincha first. So if it happened that it's after 1:15, so there's a big machleg Zarishonim, whether you do this even B'Tzibur. Well, we wouldn't do it B'Tzibur, only B'Yochid. Many Rishonim say, you don't do B'Tzibur, you're going to Tzedrei the Halalim. They won't know what's going on. Why did you daven? No one will understand. You won't be able to explain to the 500 people in the shul why you daven the Musaf before Mincha. So it says you should be careful to make sure you start Musaf before 1:15, not to get involved in the issue. And then for sure, you shouldn't wait till 1:45, because 1:45 is already after Shor Shviyas. One time is of the opinion, Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, you have to start Musaf before Shor Shviyas. So we don't pass on. If you're not, then you lost the chance. You can't daven Musaf. So is my Musaf. Is Shor Shviyas. So we don't pasken like that. What we pasken is Nikra Posheya. You have to at least start davening Musa before the end of Shor Shvi. So Shor Shvi is approximately a quarter to two. So that's the taina that the Achrenim have on Simchas Torah. A lot of people dance so much by the Hakobs, they don't begin to daven Musa until after quarter to two. So it's Nikra Poshe. That's not proper. So on Yom Kippur, it's also a problem. Remember my father's shul, many shuls like that. The Chazan used to sing Hinin Yohani Mimasa, but the whole production took a half an hour. So one Yom Kippur, my father told the Chazan, he can't say Hinin Yohani Mimasa, he can't take a half an hour. You have to say in 1 minute, you got to start Musa. So the Baal Batim almost got a heart attack. But to them, that was the highlight of the davening, was Hinin Yohani Mimasa. But that's what it said in the Shulchan Aruch. The Gabbaim should cut out the Mishad Derechs and go quickly to make sure that you start the Musaf before 1:15. And it's after 1:15, at least before 1:45. Okay, we gotta go daven mincha.